Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Amid Beis. By the Mishnah, we are up to Mitzvahs HaNechnakin, as we have already done the first three Mises Bezdin, Skila Srefa Herig, and now we're up to Chenek. We're going in the order of the Rabbanan. As we know, as we learned over the past couple of days, what exactly is the source for the order of the hierarchy of the Mises Bezdin, and we learned it from Bas Kohen, and all the different permutations of the Limudim. So now we have the fourth and final installment of the Arba Mises Bezdin, and then we start getting into, for the next foreseeable future, all of the Averis. That's what Sanhedrin gets to talk about in many different topics, because we have all the Averis listed for Skilas Reifa Harikhenek. And that will take us through the through this parak, through the seventh parak, all the way until Betzora Amora, which is the next parak. So first we have Hanechnakin. Mitzvahs Hanechnakin. So how does Chenek work? Chenek is the most kal Misa, and that's one of the reasons why Chazal tell us that any Misa Batorah Stam Eina Ela Chenek. If it just says most Yumas, then we don't have the rights to be Machmir, and therefore we just say Chenek. So what exactly happens? So Mitzvahs Hanechnakin, Hayim Meshaken Oso Bezev Alad Akrubosav, as we saw by Srefa, we start off the same way, but instead of the hot item in the throat, we just keep stretching the throat. Rachmana litzlan, v'nosin suder kashlo toch aracha, v'korech al savaro, zemoshe chetzlo, as the Rambam said, the edim are the ones, because they know the MS, they're not just told the MS, achanapsha yotzes, and until the person expires. Tana Rabbana. So we now have the makar for what we just said. Ish prat lakatan, the makar by the iser of Ashes ish asher yinaf as Ashes ish prat lakatan, ish excludes katan. What does that mean, excludes katan? That a katan does not get misa. So that isn't that pashit, right? A katan is never going to get punished for anything. What is the chiddush that a katan will not get Misa? So if you see on the side, the Gemara quotes, the Masorah Sashas quotes the Tosas and Maseches Kedushin, who asked this, what's the Havamina? Mishum Kalon Ha'isha Yischayev HaKatan Dumya De Behema HaNerbas. An amazing Kiddush. Just like we know we kill the animal because of the shame of the woman, if there is a case of bestiality, the Kalon, the shame. So too, maybe one would have thought that the katan also. That's pretty amazing, right? A katan is different than an animal, but that's the havamina. How else would you explain the havamina? Others today, some of the chachmei svarot say, no, the prat katan doesn't mean. Of course, the katan's pater. It means a maisa bia with a katan, excluding a maisa bia. Yes, we know. Let's say a katan bar teisha is halachically considered a maisa bia, but less than that is not. So maybe that's what it's excluding. Prat lakatan, even the woman would be ptura if it is not called a maisabiyah, if it is with a katan. Number two. The other, the chiddush is, we should have discussed this in the Maseches Kiddushin, with its Kavzama Daf Yates. So besides Tosas, the Ritva there quotes, the mitzara katan pashut shupat, el shabala chadis, I'm sorry, he quotes that, the answer we just said, but then he quotes another day of Bashin the Rivet. Says the Rivet, ulamifter katan haboal itzrich. No, a third day, we had Tosfis, we had the Ritva in the first day, and then we have the Rivet. Ulamifter katan haboal itzrich. What's the chiddush? Salkatai de chamina, Ba'arayos l'chayiv. Shahare biyaso biya. If you have a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, still, they would be chayiv, even in arayos, dafka. Even though generally a katan is patur, but maybe arayos is different. Why? Dumya dimisasek ba'arayos. Shu chayiv v'bnei shenehene. No, the sugi in Meseches Kiddushin and Meseches Krisus, that misasek. Misasek, what is misasek? I'm involved in a maisa avera, but I don't realize I'm involved in a maisa avera. Right? Misasek we're familiar with from Hilchos Shabbos. I walk into the room and I turn on the light. I know it's Shabbos, and I know you're not allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos, but I did it because that's what I do when I walk into a room. I by mistake turned on the light. Right? Different than even brushing against the light. That's a different type of misasek. Both different types of misasek, which is better, which is worse. Right, but we're not going to get into that now. But either way, that is a huge sugya in halacha. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the chakira that is much discussed in Misasik, in the Chuvis and Simon Ches. How do you view Misasik? Is it a Maisa Avera with a Peter Onshin? Or is it not even a Maisa Avera at all? Right, it's a Maisa Avera, but you're going to be Pater. Meaning it's even less than Shogeg. or no, it's not Maisa Aveira. The Gemara says, by Misasek, if it is a type of Aveira where one gets physical enjoyment, Misasek b'chalavim v'arayos, non-kosher food, and arayos, chayiv. Even Misasek is chayiv. Why? Shekein nehene. Because there was Hana. So based on that Chakira, Hana either makes it into a Maisa Aveira with a chiyuv, or it already is a Maisa Aveira, but at least the Hana makes it into a chiyuv onshin. Right? So that's the, depending what Misasek normally is, Hana must bump it up. That's what the Gemara says. So suggests the arrive it here, quoted in the Ritva and Maseches Kedushin, maybe that's the Hava Mina by Katan. Because this is Arayos, so maybe we would say the same thing. Even though a Katan is usually not of our own shin, but when it comes to Arayos, maybe that substitutes for what you need. And just like Katan, same Chakira by Katan, a Maisa Aveira by a Katan. Is that a Maisa Aveira? If a 10-year-old doesn't have Aveira, is that a Maisa Aveira with a Petur own shin, or it's not even a Maisa Aveira? So suggest the Ravid there in Kiddushin, maybe that's the same question, the Havamina. That's the Havamina by a Katan, Kamash Malanat. Again, by Misasek, it's a Maskana. Right, we say shekeinen, but by katan, maybe that's the havamina. Kabash v'lan, we say it is not. But that's the first line of ish prat l'katan. A lot has to be spoken about that.
From the light and turning on
the light. So is there hana? No, we're talking about physical hana. Not in terms of general. Of course, you get hana. It would be a psik ratio de ichbasle and de nichale if we would go in those definitions. But when it comes to misate b'chalam aray, shekeinen, it's specifically physical, biological, I would say, physiological pleasure, where somebody eating and a maisa bia. Okay, so ish prat l'katan. Next line. Asher yin'af es eshes ish. A man or someone who is chayev, if somebody violates eshes ish, prat l'eshes katan. So that excludes eshes katan. Not only a katan, but eshes katan. If there is a woman who is married to a katan, so that is not an ishus. Rashi here says, ashmeinon de katan ein lo kiddushin. A katan does not have kiddushin, and therefore that is not called an Eishas Ish, right? That is the Gilui of the Pasuk. We're not going to get into now. There is a steer in Rashi. There is a Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotes. The Achronim point out, the Achlaner, that seems to say there is some type of Eishas to a Katan. But that is, trying to put the two Rashis together, is not for us right now. There is, though, a Chiddush both found in the Yad Ramah and in the Ran. The Yad Ramah, I'll read it from first, says the Yad Ramah right here. What's the Chiddush? Don't we know that a katan can't get married? If a katan can't get married, then his wife is not called an eishes ish. La havdil. Just like if a woman's married to a guy. Right? So is that an eishes ish? A Jewish woman. Right? No, it's nothing. It's not a marriage. Says the, even though, as we said earlier, within non-Jews, we recognize eishes ish. Right? There's Gili Arayas, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Within non-Jews. But Jew and non-Jew, it's not. So what's the chiddush here of prat la eishes katan? Says the Yad Ramah. Asher yinaf hashes ish. Prat la eishes katan. Deles le kiddushin. Viafilu biyavam. Ben tesha shanim biyom echad. Habal yevimto. What about yibam? We know the Gemara tells us that a katan could do a maisabiyah if he is 9, 10 years old. So let's say a yavam, right? A yavam katan that is bo'al al yavama. That's a kinyan daraisa, right? That's a maisabiyah. All you need by yibam is a maisabiyah. You don't need das. Perak habal yavimto. Bein ba'onis, bein shogin, bein baratzon. So says the Yad Ramah, afilu yavam. So what happens if this yavama, after yibam is done to her, she's mizana? So is that going to be a real, that's a real marriage? Says the Yad Ramah, even so, that's not called an Eishas Ish daraisa. Lagabi the Isser of Eishas Ish. Again, Afilu b'yavam ben yotas shanu yamechad. Habal yivim to the kani la b'kiddushe achiv. Even though they're married midaraisa based on the kiddushin of the brother, which again is alluding to the major yivam topic. How much is this an independent marriage? How much is this based on the previous le'inyan meisra la'alma lo kani la? Wow. Regarding the Isra La'alma, it is not. So it's Midaraisa Pashas because of Kiddushei Achiv, but regarding Misa for Eishes Ish, so then it is not called. And where else do we have this? The Ran. The Ran also says it right here. The Ran has this suggestion. He says, Ein Safek, wrong one. Says the previous one. Here, Pirish Rashi, quotes Rashi, the Katan Elo Kedushin, the Ein Safek Shoha Inyan Kain, for lo Isra Krala Mute Eishas Katan, Elabagamna Davi Ishto Midaraisa. The only time that you need to exclude Eishas Katan is where she's married Daraisa. If it's not a katan, getting married, of course, there's no Eishes katan. But, for example, right, Yibum, Kepen Teishas Shana V'yamechad, Tekana Mida Oraisa, V'ishto Yilochal Davar, Kedeisa B'yavamos, as he quotes the Gaon Yavamos Taf Samaches, Afilu Hachi Miet Rachmana, De'ein Chayef Alei Misa, De'eishes Ish Amar Rachmana, Prat Le'eishes Katan. Amazing. Right, so there's a concept of Ishus Da'oraisa, where not all the halachos of Ishus apply. Right, you have here, the married Da'oraisa for Kinyan, the mitzvah of Yibam is fulfilled on a Da'oraisa level, it's recognized, but there's no, there might be an Isser of Ishus Ish, maybe, but at least there's an Onesh. You have to know what it means, Prat La'Ishus Katan. Does that mean maybe there's not even an Isser? Maybe there's not even an Isser. But that is the important suggestion of the Ran and the Yad Ramah. One final point, and that is the question of the Noda Behuda. This has come up every couple of months, so it's always good to review. The Noda Behuda in Eben Ezer, Tinyana, Simin Nundalan asks, a katan can't get married? Why not? We're going to have, Beth Hashem, in a week and a half, 2 weeks, we're going to have at the beginning of Ben Sorah Moreh, the Ba'alei Tosfos, which say in a few places in Shas, that a katan could be koneh d'oraisa if there's das acheres makneh. When could a katan not own something midaraisa? If he picks it up, he picks up a lost item. So he doesn't own it midaraisa because there's no person or force forcing it into his rishus. And therefore, he owned it only drabanan, and that's why stealing it from him or taking it from him is only mishum darkei shalom. But if somebody sells something to a katan, right, that's das acheres makneh. So if someone else is willing it into his rishus, he could be koneh even on a daraisa level. What maybe Yerusha is an example of that. Is that called das acheres makneh? That's a good question. Discussed that back in Yesh Nochlin in the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Basra. But either way, that's the concept that Ba'alei Tosfos say, das acheres makneh. Those words appear once in Maseches Bava Metzia in a different context. Das acheres makneh shiny. Not in the context of a katan. But Ba'alei Tosfos used that principle to say that a katan could be koneh something midaraisa because of das acheres makneh. And the Chachmei Sfarad also quoted, but the Ba'alei Tosfos are the ones that originated. So, ask the Noda Behuda. If we hold das acheres makneh, and in a marriage, a katan is a man is the koneh, and the isha is the makneh, she's makneh es atzma to the man, so why can't a katan be married midaraisa? The woman is called das acheres makneh, and the katan is koneh. So why can't that work? That's the kasha of the Noda Behuda. V'hineh kasha li al kol haktanim. Lama lo yuchlu l'kadish isha. Shetei mekudeshes afilu midaraisa. We know a woman can get married midaraisa in one of two ways, but a katan can't. Why not? V'halo kishadas acheres makneh lo yesh lo kinyin. Ulurova poskin afilu min haTorah. V'arei ha'isha hi gedola v'hi makneh atzma lo v'lama lo yiknosa. Right, why can't it work? He quotes the Gemara Maseches Gittin about the Peutos. He quotes outside, right? And then he quotes, he gets into, so what does he say the problem is? Nesina, Shahari Yehu Eno Yachol LaHaknus LaHakesef, Af Hi Eno Niknas Lo. You're right, Mitzad, the woman, but remember, Das Acheres Makneh, by marriage, you don't only need the woman to be Makneh, you need a Maisa Nesina Mitzad the Nose, Mitzad the Chasan. Right, you can't, we're going to get into, the Gemara gets into in Kiddushin, Tli Me'al Gabi Karka. There has to be a Maisa Nesina. So that's the problem, says the Noda Behuda. Not the makneh element, because by a regular transaction, you only need one direction, right? The makneh, the mocher, could give it over, and he could give it through whatever kinyan, many times kinyanim, the focus of the kinyan is the makneh, not the koneh. But that's not by marriage. By marriage, you also need a maisa and a sina, and therefore, because there can't be a maisa and a sina mitzad the katan, that is why it doesn't work. And then he continues whether he accepts this or not. But the Avnei Miluim and others say, I have another answer to the Noda Behuda's question. By marriage, das acheres makneh does not apply. Even though technically the woman is makneh. But, says the Avnei Miluim, remember the Ran in the Dharma Daf Lamed. He quotes this Ran in 10 different places in the Avnei Miluim. He loves this Ran. The Ksos loves this Ran. What's the Ran? Remember the Ran in Kiddushin Daf Lamed? By marriage, the woman is not an active party, so to speak. even though really we think she is, Lamaisa, she needs acquiescence. But the Rana Kedusha Daf Lamed uses the well-known lashon of a woman is mafkeres atzma and makes herself like a dvar hefker, so, meaning moving kedushin closer to gerushin. Obviously, it cannot be balkarcha, even da araisa. But what she does is kind of open the door. And then the man is the one that does the entire action anyway. So it's not a true case of Das Acharis Machne, says the Avni Miluam. This is Simon Mem Gimel. In Evan Ezer, obviously, the Avni Miluam is on Evan Ezer. O Nire, says the Avni Miluam, the Bekidushin Leka Klal Das Acharis, Vihio Isha. Fimash Gods of Aran, Benedarim, it says Chavtes, but it really means Lamed. Why? What's Lamed? What does the Iran say? He quotes part of the Lashon. Umavateles mikiva chihi maskemes umavateles ritzona lekidush haish hare mashvi atzma labayla kedavar shel hefker uva baal machnisa lirshuso. The baal, conceptually, the baal is the active party by kedushin. It's a chiddush gadol, says the Ran. But if you take this approach to kedushin, then you have an answer to the Nodu Bihudah's question. Hilkach ein anu donin bekidusheha mitzara isha ela mitzara baal vechulu. And that's the Ran, and now says the Avni Miluam, Mishim Hachi Nicha. Delo Havia Aisha Das Acheres Makneosa, Kivan Shehi Einem Achneses Atzmal Rishus Habal, Elam Evatelas Daita Viritzona Negan Habal, right, the Vabal Kona Osa Kedavar Shel Hefker. Good, that's the Avni Miluam. It's obviously not quoting the Nodav Yehuda, right, in terms of history, but the issue. He just says that the Kedusha is not defined as Das Acharis Machne, and that, we are saying, would answer the Nodav Yehuda's question. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, we've done two lines. Great, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Eishes Re'ehu. Eishes Re'ehu, Pra'la Eishes Acherim. Eishes Re'ehu, that's where the Isser applies to, excluding Eishes Acherim. Who is Eishes Acherim? Rashi. Kusi. Right, we had earlier, it's always unusual, is it Kusi, is it non-Jew? Ashbeinan she'ein kidushin l'kusi u'mehalcha tefek l'machal duchta. Right, let's say this means non-Jew. Right, Eishes Re'ehu excludes a non-Jew. Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, v'haynu kusi, v'kamashlan den Eishes l'kusim. V'yafa gab de'ein misa v'azhara isura miha ika. Tosfos says, though, be aware that having bia with a guy is an issur d'oraisa. How do you know? Because the Torah has to matir yifas toar. If the Torah matirs yifas toar, memela, it would have been usher. Right? It would have been usher. Mi de itzrach lemishri yifas toar, de darshina perakamet de kiddushin, eishes afilu eishes ish. Right? And that's why you need the, is generally usher, you need that heter. So that is Tosfos l'shitaso. That is a major machlokas. Right? We discussed this a little bit earlier. The main action is kiddushin around chaf aleph or so. But we discussed this a little bit earlier when we discussed yifas toar in the context of David HaMelech. Remember David HaMelech, Tamar and Amnon were bas yifas toar. We had this in the second parak. But there's a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in kiddushin and alluded to here also by yifas toar. Is it, when does the Geirus Balkarcha take place? Does it take place before the Maisabiyah or after the Maisabiyah? Is the first Maisabiyah allowed bin Milchama and then you bring her home? Or no, first is Geirus and the Heter is to bring her home. That is a Machlokas. So Tosfos is obviously assuming that Eishes Yifas Toar, by saying that, well, it's obviously Usher because the Torah allows it, that's saying that the Geirus did not happen yet. So obviously that's what Tosfos is holding. But either way, this, though, is a machlokas rishonim. On the last Amud Beis, in the first parak of Yevamos, Tosfos has two opinions about this. Whether Bia with a Guy is an Isser de Oraisa, or an ancient Isser de Rabbanan. Right, ancient Isser de Rabbanan. One time. More than that, that's why, ironically, Rachmana Lislan, it could be technically one Maisa Bia, could be worse with a Jew than with a non-Jew. But again, once it's a Kavua relationship, that gets into other Isurim, which, we're not gonna get into right now. La Maisa, obviously, it's a terrible, usser, but, Tosfos here holds about, Isurim Ika on a Daraisa level. Okay, we continue. Eishes Re'eh Eishes Acherim. Mos Yumas, this is why this is here. Mos Yumas Bechenek. Where it says, they shall surely be put to death, bechenek. Ata omer bechenek, oeno ella ba'achas bikol misos hamuris batara. Which is it? If the Torah does not specify, it just says mos yumas. So amart, kol makam shemra misa batara stam, ein atara shay lemosh lahachmer aleha, ella lahakel alei, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, whenever you have misa stam, so that is Unclear. So you have to go by the most makel misa. So that's why you pick chenek, because it's not that it is the most, that's what the words mean. But you can't include anything else, so we're makel, and therefore we include chenek. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, no. There's a more positive reason. Lo mipnei shehi kala. We don't include chenek here because it's the easiest. Ella, kol misa amur b'torah stam. Ein ella chenek. We have that mesorah. It's a positive mesorah, as the Gemara is going to say, Gemara Gemirila, on the next Amud. We have a mesorah. Machlokes, Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Yoshia. We had them earlier, if you remember, 50 daf ago, back on Daf Gimel. Rabbi Omer, Nemar Misa Bidei Shamayim, and Nemar Misa Bidei Adam. It says Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rashi quotes him in Brachos, Vayomas Gamoso, right? Vayeshev by the Bnei Yehuda, right? So Nemar Misa Bidei Shamayim, Nemar Misa Bidei Adam. Ma Misa Ha'amura Bidei Shamayim. Misa She'ein Bo Roshem. Just like general Misa Bidei Shamayim is a Misa that does not leave a mark on the outside. Ein Bo Chabura V'Simin, Rashi says. Af Misa Amura Bidei Adam. Misa She'ein Bo Simin. So too, if it just says Misa in the Torah, you need a Misa that does not lead a Simin. Skila, Srefa, Hereg, all leave Simanim on the outside. Right? Chenek is the only one that does not. And therefore, that's the one that is mentioned. Rebbe said it's based on a drasha. The Ema Srefa, the way that we do Srefa doesn't leave a simon either, right? It's all internal. Mida Amarachmana. Bas Kohen Bisrefa, Michlada Hala Basrefa Hi. Since we know that a Bas Kohen is Bisrefa, Nisua, let's say we're assuming, so too we know that the previous Pasuk of Eishes Ish is not a Basrefa, and therefore it is Chenek. And it goes up more Chamor, as we mentioned. That's why Bas Kohen is more Chamor. Good. Machlokes, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Says the Gemara, Bishlamal Rabbi Yonasan, Kidim Afarish Rabbi Taima. I understand Rabbi Yonasan, who says that it is a Mesorah. So Rabbi is connected, that's the Mesorah, based on the Limud. Right, before his time. El Rabbi Yoshia, but Rabbi Yoshia, who says, well, you go by the most makel one, Mimai Di'ika Chenek Ba'olam, Ema Saif. Right, maybe there's no such thing as Chenek. Right, because Chenek is the only one that's not Mefurish. The other three are mefurish by certain averos, skilas reifa hereg, right? So why don't we say? Remember, we just quoted the cases of saif, right? The very few cases of saif, but we just had them by ritzicha, right? No kemes de kambris, and the case by irani dachas. But chenek is not mefurish anywhere, so maybe there's only three mises bastin, right? Ella Rabbi Yoshe mi'mai diga chenek ba'olam ema saif answer amarava arba mises gemar gemir elahu. We have a Mesorah, Gemara Gemiri Lahu. And therefore, we have a Mesorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, that's how Rabbi Yoshia knows that if we've had three, and then there's one word, most you want, that we don't know where to apply the fourth one, that's the one that we apply. So Gemara says, stop there for a moment. Gemara Gemiri Lahu, as we know, it is interesting, the Gemara does not use the phrase here, Halakha Moshe Misinai. Even though Rashi and Tosfos in many places say Gemara Gemira La means Halach Moshe Misinai, but the Netziv points out that it's not so pashut. That Gemara Gemira La means Halach Moshe Misinai, and that's how probably he suggests the Rambam understands it. Because we know the Rambam says in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos that there are five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two parts relate to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not the same. Pirushim ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Those are the two categories. And Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam lists off exactly what are the Halachos Lamoshe Misinai. Pirushim ha-mekubalim, he gives examples. Pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog is Pirush ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Never calls that anywhere Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ayin tachas ayin. An eye for an eye based on the drushes in Parakachovel. Still, the Rambam says, we know from Mesorah that that's not literal, right? That's not meant to be taken literally. So these are Perushim HaMekubalim Ibn Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between those two? Says the Rambam, both of them, there's never a machlokes by. Both of them, there's never a machlokes by. What's the difference between them? If I would have 100 years, could I figure it out from the Psukim of the Torah? Pirushim ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, I could figure out eventually. Pre-Eitz Hadar is an esrog? Yeah, maybe. It's a beautiful, gorgeous fruit. That's fine. An eye for an eye? Yeah, I can think that means money. You know, there are many other people that have that law also. An eye for an eye is not literal, right? Money. Halacha Moshe Misinai, I would never have figured out. Right? Why should the maisa achila be called a kezias? Right? Why is the height of a wall 10 tfachim? right? All these shiurim, chatzitz, and all of Moshe B'Sinai, right? Sroros, right? Assuming that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Assuming, maybe not. But any type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Rambam says you can never figure out. So the Kasha, the Chavos Yar, has a long tshuva, and others, heck, the Rambam say that there's never a machlokos about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There are many machlokos about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Just look throughout Shas, including the one I just mentioned, Sroros, beginning of Bava Kama. Halacha Moshe, there's machlokos about Sroros. What do you mean? How could there be a machlokas? So suggest the Netziv on the first page of the first hakdama that he has to the Sheiltos. He has a few hakdamas to the Sheiltos. On the first page of the Kidmas Emek, says the Netziv was very big on making popular Svarim that many people didn't read. Right? The Netziv wrote commentaries on Svarim in order to also help those Svarim become more popular. The Sheiltos, right? The Sheiltos was not as popular before the Netziv wrote his amazing commentary on the Sheiltos, Hemek She'ela. The Netziv wrote Emek HaNetziv on the Sifri, right? So that people learned the Sifri. So here, on the first page of the Kidmas Emek, that's what he says. Kadayakta tishkach das Rambam shalomana b'halach l'moshe misinai b'hakdama elahani d'mefurish halach l'moshe misinai o b'lashon b'emes amru. Aba b'cholhani she'amru hilchasa gemirila o gemiri eino halacha Moshe B'Sinai ela mekubal ish mipi ish ad oso hador she'nigmara osa malacha u'pirish gemiri milasho nimnu v'gamru. And he quotes that many examples of that, but that's why the Rambam here would not have to say everybody agrees with Dalamisus, but gemara gemirila, that lashon would not have to mean halacha Moshe B'Sinai according to the Rambam. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Yoshia knows. There's a fourth one out there, so we apply it where we don't know otherwise. Viter, my lo mibnei shihikala. So if the reason of Rabbi Yoshia is because, well, we have one more, we need to apply it somewhere, so why does he say, why does the Rabbi Yonah son then say, it's not because it's kala, right? So the kamiflagi, what does that lashon mean? Kamiflagi mipugli Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Maybe the at root is the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Right, Rabbi Yonasan says, don't say chenek because it's kal, because it's not kal. I hold like Rabbi Shimon. Right, chenek and herek are flipped. So the Tanakama, though, holds like the Rabbanan. Amalei Rabbi Zeir la'abaya, shar ha'niskalin, to lok siv behu skila, the other niskalin. Rashi quotes six or seven different averis where skila is said beferish. Right, Reb Zera to Abaya. The other cases of Skila, which are not Mefurish, to Gamri me Ov Yidoni, we'll see later on, that you learn them from Ov and Yidoni, Gzera Shava, Bimai Gamri, what do you use as the Gzera Shava? From those other contexts to Ov and Yidoni. Bimos Yumasu Gamri, O Bidmehem Bam Gamri. Which phrase do you use? Obviously, Reb Zera is bothered by something, which the Gemara is going to get into. But which phrase is used? So, Amar Lei, B'demehem, Demehem, Bam, Gamri. You use it from the second suggestion. Demehem, Bam. De'iba, Mos, Yumasu. Because if you use the first one, Gamri, Demehem, Demehem, Lamali. Because if you use Mos, Yumasu, then what would Demehem, Demehem teach me? So, Gemara says, just ask the opposite question. Elamai, B'demehem, Demehem, Gamri. So, Mos, Yumasu, Lamali. So, what would Mos, Yumasu teach me? So, Gemara says that wouldn't be a problem. Kidatanya, Mos Yumasu Hamakeh Rotseahu, right? Well, that wouldn't be a problem because that would teach me surely the Makeh should, the murderer should die. Ainli Elabimisak Suvavo. I only would know that this teaches me the Misa, the death that is specifically written by him. Minayin. How do I know? Shim Iata Yachola Miso Bimisak Suvavo. How do you know that for some reason Bezin can't kill him in the normal way? In the way that the Torah prescribes that they be killed, you kill them in any way other possible. Tamalomar, Mos Yumas Hamake, Biko Makom. So Mos Yumas can teach me something. That could teach me, you know, any way of killing. But Demeyam Bam, I don't know what that would teach me. So therefore, it must be Demeyam Bam is the Gzeira Shava, and Mos Yumasu is left out. There's a comment, but let's continue first. Amalei Ravacha Midifti the Ravina, Viba Mos Yumasu Gamri, Maika Kashule. 1 second. If Mos Yumasu is the source, what's the problem? What was Rabbi Zera bothered by? He was obviously bothered. Which one do you use? Because obviously, if you use a certain one, then there'd be a problem. So what's his kasha? Ilema, Ashes, Ish, Kakashale. If it's Ashes, Ish, would be his problem, right? That meaning, Eishas Ish, Rashi explains, Inema Eishas Ish Kakashile, Amai Karile Misa Stam Ubechenek, why would Eishas Ish Nesua get Chenek, Tigamar Minag Zerah Shavame Yovi Yadoni? Why don't you learn Skila? Right? If you're learning it from Mos Yumasu, then you could apply Mos Yumasu to Eishas Ish, which also has Mos Yumasu, and you can learn that as Gzera Shava from Ovev Yadoni to Skila. So why Chenek? Is that what Rabbi Zera is bothered by? Back to the Gemara. Ilema Eishas Ish Kakashalei, is the Eishas Ish one, that's the problem? Lemesi v'lemigmar mos yumas me'ovi adoni, malahalan b'skilav kan b'skila, right, the Gemara says it b'feirish, is that what Rabbi Zera is bothered by? That if the Gzera Shava is based on mos yumas, then even Eishas Ish Nesua should be learned from Ovi Adoni, and that should get skila. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Why? Mida Amar Rachmana. Arusa biskila michal denesu ala biskila. Right, that can't be Reb Zera's problem because we would have an easy answer to that. The Torah says an arusa gets skila. Obviously, a nesua is less than that, and therefore a nesua can't be learned that from Ovi and Yidoni for skila. So that's why it must be chenek. So Mar says ve'ela maka avivimo kakashale. Maybe Reb Zera is bothered by wounding a parent. Why? There, lemesi, lemigmar, me'ovi yidoni. That's what Reb Zera would say. You know, if you learn that from Mos Yumasu, so why don't you learn it to Maka Avivimo to learn that's Skila, right? Even though that's also Chenek. So Gemara says, no. Adagai me'ovi yidoni, ligmar, me'ishas ish. The Gemara says, why would Ovin yidoni be a better Makar? Why wouldn't you learn it from Eishas ish? Right? As we say, why? Di'etha rasha lemoshcha lahachmer le'el lahakeolei. If you have a choice, you pick the more meka one, as the Gemara says elsewhere, right? Midahi batora, lakula makshinan, velo lachumra. So what was Reb Zera's problem exactly? Right? By these others, it doesn't seem like it would be a problem. So Amar Lei, so Ravina answers, Achami Difti, Shara Niskalin Gufayo Kakashale. All those Niskalin cases that don't have it beferish, that learn it from Ovi and Yidoni. Diba Mos Yumas Gamri, Adagami, Ovi Yidoni, Ligma Meshes Ish. Right, all of those cases that we know Skila by, why wouldn't you learn information Zish to teach Chenek? That was Rabbi Zera's problem, and that's why the Gemara answered, really, it's really from Demehem Bam, and Mos Yumas is to teach me the other halacha of killing him by any misa that you can, if you can't do the prescribed one, and therefore you don't have the whole kasha, Rabbi Zera. Because there's no Mos Yumas, that's extra, that's teaching me something else, the Gzera Shava is learned out from Demehem Bam. Good. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of Mos Yumas HaMakeh Rotzeiachu, the Rambam quotes this in Perek Yudalat Halacha Ches, in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, Misha Amar al Nafsho v'lo yachlu bezin lesaroso achi yimisu b'misa shuchayeva. What happens? If somebody is omid al Nafsho, he's standing up for himself, and bezin can't catch him. Hargin oso edav b'chol misa shichol mohamis oso ba me'achar shenig mardino. Once there's a gemar din, they can't do some other way, so you kill them in any way possible. The ein reshus l'shar ha'am lohamis oso t'chila. The edim are the ones. Bamed varam amurim b'shar m'chui ve'misas bezdin chutz min harotzeach. That's besides murder. Besides a murderer, that's where the limitation applies to the Edim. Aval horeg nefesh, shenigmar dino, rot v'nacharav, b'chol davar, u'biar kol adam, achiv misin oso. But if there is a murderer running around, a murderer is different, says the Rambam, and therefore, kill him in any way possible. The last time we spoke about this, that I remember, we discussed this back, there's another Rambam, in Hilchos Rotzeach, which I'm not going to read right now, but we discussed this way back on Dav Zion, Zion of an Aleph, where Aaron HaKohen says, right, better for them to do Avodah Zara, worship an Egel, than to kill me like they did to Chur. And we asked there, why is Avodah Zara better than murder? What's the difference? The Maariz Chai is there, quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Murder is unique. The Rambam says, there's nothing that undermines and destroys society as much as a murderer, even though it doesn't get skila, ironically. But there's nothing that undermines society as much as a murderer, and therefore we have a concept of kippah when it comes to a murderer to lock them up, which is what the Rambam here is based on. But either way, that is an important comment of the Rambam based on our halacha. Okay, so now we get into what gets Skila Strefa Herachenek. Which are the Averos? So the Mishnah first quotes 18 Averos that get Skila. Elu Hein Haniskalin. Haba Al Ha'im. a number of the arayos get skila. First, mother, haba alaim, va'aleshes ha'av, v'al hakala, daughter-in-law, v'al hazachar, mishkav zachar, v'al habehema, right, and bestiality, behema, where we discuss each of these. Feel free to listen to the mitzvah shiurim, which are in the archives on the OU, mishkav zachar, mishkav behema, every aveir, we spent time on each and every one of these arayos. V'al isha mevies habehema, or a woman and an animal, v'hamegadef, somebody who blasphemes, v'ha'ovet avodas kochavim, v'hanosid mizara lamolech. Each of these are going to be discussed by the Gemara in depth, so we're not going to get into them deeply right now. Somebody gives some of their children to the Molech, right? Burning them through fire, machlokas rishonim, whether they're actually killed through the fire, or whether just passing them through fire. Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, big discussion in Molech. Ubal ov v'yidoni, different types of bringing back from the dead. Ov and Yidoni, we'll get to the details of each of these. Is it based on my actions in the future, right? Is it related to Ma'onein, Mechashev, Vamachala Sashavis, Chilul Shabbos, Vamachala Abavimo, cursing parents, Vahaba al Nara Hamorasa, Vahamesis, Vahamediach. Mesis is trying to get an individual to do Avodah Zarah. Mediach is getting a Tzibur, right? Lashon of Irhanidachas, Vahamachashev, Uben Sora Remora. Right, all of these are chiyuvei skil. Again, all of these are going to be discussed in this parak until we get to the last one. Parak ben Sora Mora is going to be the last one, but that's the rest of this parak discusses all of these chiyuvei skila. Good. We continue. Interesting, just to note, the Rambam quotes this halacha of mishkav behema. He quotes in Hilchos Isurei Bia. The Rambam quotes. Echad behema ve'echad chaya ve'of hakol b'skila. The Rambam quotes even of would be included somehow in mishkav behema, and Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Cheshek Shlomo here just wonders. He says that if you look in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the there are different makoros for what the makar is. Is it from the word behema, or is it from the word v'hayu l'basar echad? Right, the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, I think, says v'hayu l'basar echad. V'hayu l'basar echad v'lolo behema might exclude of also. If the makar is from an animal pasuk behema, so then it's a little difficult. So ask the Cheshek Shlomo. Mehecha lamdu l'rabos ha'of. Avodah Zarah mavur lehed yeshesh yisra ha'of. Mikol makom yishlomer hainu dafka l'gabi ovi kochavim. She'isra behema aleihem nilman mikoach ha'kasiv v'hayu l'basar echad. Aval gabi Yisrael shenol ma mipasik mefurash v'sham kasev behema me'ayin lohem sheish isur af ba'of. Why would they? How would I know there's an isur there too? And ends off the Cheshek Shlomo v'davar zeh safik biyadi ad sheyavo morat tzedek. I wait till Mashiach to figure out the answer to this question. But that is how expensive is the mishkav behema? Okay, we continue the Mishnah. Haba alaim. Now a detail. The first one on the list was mother. Haba alaim chayav alei mishum aim u'mishum eishes av. If it happens to be one's mother and one's father's husband, so then there's two isurim. Right? Who cares? How many times could you be put to death? The answer is if it happened b'shoge. How many karbanas chatas? So, two others. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eino chayav ala mishum ha'im bovad. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, only mishum aim. What's the machlokes? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Habal eishes av, chayav mishum eishes av, u'mishum eishes ish. Right? Both. If he's right, then obviously the previous case also would be Eishes Ish, wouldn't it be? Unless they're not married anymore. Bein b'chai aviv, bein l'achar misas aviv. The Isser of Eishes Av applies whether the father's alive still or not. Obviously, Eishes Ish does not apply after death. Bein min erisin, bein min nisuin. And whether there was erisin or nisuin, Rashi here quotes, erisin, what's the source of erisin? Kiddushin, Rashi quotes, ki chaficha mis de'efron from Kiddushin on that base. Period. There's a lot to talk about there, but not for now. Haba al kalaso, chayav alei mishum kalaso umishum eishes ish. Right, if the girl is still married to your son, bein b'chayiv b'no, bein la'achar misas b'no, even after the son dies, the isra of kala applies. Bein me'eris and bein me'anisuin. What's the chiddush of that line? Says the Ron, an interesting suggestion. I might have thought, what happens if the daughter-in-law, the son dies, and the daughter-in-law marries somebody else? So now it's somebody else's daughter-in-law. So maybe, says the Ron, maybe that's the chiddush. Maybe I would have thought there that the Isser of Kala, you know, wouldn't apply in its full capacity anymore. Ein safek, says the Ron, she'ein chayav alem shemeshes ish l'achar misas b'no, t'alav eishes ishi. V'im bol omar dimnisis l'achar shechayav alem avi shemeshes ish pshita. V'yesh lomar, desalka daita chamina, gives two answers. Number one, he says, Avagab the kalasa lachar misas beno chayiv aleha. Hani milik shenos lonisays laacher. Ava kishenisays laacher. Paka shem kalamina. Somebody else's daughter-in-law. Kamash balam, we don't say that. Kamash balam, there could be two isurim of daughters-in-law. That doesn't apply. That doesn't change by death. Doesn't change by death. Right? The only issa that changes by death is achos isha. That's the only one that applies. If somebody's married to a woman and the woman dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. Even though while his wife was alive, the wife sifser was an isur kares, still that's the only one that changes after death. Okay, it's one day in the Ran, an important chiddush of the Havamina. Tanya, why do we continue? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imlo, the Brisa has a different reading than our Gemara, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only chayav for mother and not for husband's wife, but it doesn't sound like that's limited to any type of marriage in our Mishnah. The Brisa limits it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imlo haisa imo ru'uya la'aviv, eino chayav elim shumayim bovad. If the marriage was be'isser, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. If the marriage was be'isser, you're not chayav for eishes av, because that's not a marriage. So Gemara says, my ainer uyala, what does that mean? It's an usser marriage. Ile machayvi krisus, machayvi misus bezdin. Is it talking about that the relationship is one that is chayav karis or worse? So mechal the rabbanan savri avagav the ainer uyala. What the rabbanan would say then, even in that case, you're chayav for eishes av? Halas le kiddushin begava. If it's an Isser Kares or Mises Bezdin, they're not married. So how would, we're saying there's a machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama would say that you're chai for Eishas Av, they're not married. So Elo chai ve'lavin. It must be talking about chai ve'lavin, not chai ve'krisis, meaning there is marriage, isn't there? So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that there's not marriage? Why is there no Eishas Av? Rabbi Yehuda sarva like Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Ein Kedushin Tofsim b'chai ve'lavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva. That we know from Maseches Yevamos that kiddushin are not tofes even by chayav elavin, and therefore that's the machlokas in our Mishnah seems to be a dalav misas bezin machlokas. At root, it's not. At root, it's a Yevamos machlokas. At root, it's a machlokas about kiddushin are tofsin by chayav elavin or ain't kiddushin tofsin by chayav elavin. Everybody agrees if your mother is married to your father, so then there are two averis. But Rabbi Yehuda just expands on who is usher to be married to your father, and who cannot have tefisas kedushin with your father. Right, and that's the root of the machlokas, period. Mazav Reboshia. So Reboshia says, one second, I'll ask you a question about that. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos. Remember, we know when Yibam happens, the Isser of Eishes Ach is Matir, right? Usually it's an Isser of brother's wife. When the brother dies, so then brother's wife is Mutter. But what if there's any other Avera involved? What if my brother was work kohanim, and my brother was married to a grusha, and now, you know, it's yibum, so there's a grusha. So they're not allowed to get, they don't do yibum, they do chalitza. Right? Whenever there's an isser involved, the brother's a kohen gadol, so now he can't do yibum because it's an almana. Right? So in any of those cases, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos, you're not allowed to do yibum if there's any other avir involved. And even though maybe the first bia should be asid ochalos asay, no, Gzeira, Bia Rishona, Atu Bia Shnia. That's what the Gemara there says, and Rashi quotes it. We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. Let's just continue first. There's a very important Yad Ramah here. But let's continue. Mazav Reboshia, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. If there's an Avera categorized as Isser Mitzvah or Kedusha, Choles is Vlomis Yabemis. They do Chalitza, not Yibam. What are those? What is an Isser Mitzvah? What is an Isser Kedusha? Says the Gemara on the top, Isser Mitzvah, Shnios Midibri Sofrim. Isser Mitzvah, that's talking about Isurei Durabanan. Even if there's only an Issa Durabanan, they still have to do Chalitza, not Yibam. V'yamai kari lo Isur Mitzvah. Why do they call Isurei Durabanan Isurei Mitzvah? She Mitzvah l'shmol, l'divrei Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis, right? Mitzvah either of, where's the source in the Torah you have to listen to the rabbis? Either lo Sasur, v'yasisa kachala she Yerucha, right? Shoftim. Even that's the source. That's what the Rambam says. Befesh and Hilchas Mamrim and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban who argues on the Rambam doesn't really say Befesh. So the Rebbe Chano Wasserman and the Kutras Devei Sofrim says maybe the Rambans would say it's just obvious. Once the Rabbanan have the power to make laws, asum mishmeres l'mishmarti, what, they can make laws but you don't have an obligation to listen to them? It's what he calls Ratzon HaTorah. It's obviously what the Torah wants you to do. You don't need a makar. So either way, it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. That's what Yisur and mitzvah are the Rabbanan. Isur Kedusha, Amon al-Kohen Gadol, Gusha B'chalusha, al-Kohen Hedyot, Isur Kedusha, Yisur E'daraisa. of Lavin, Chayvi Lavin. V'yamai karelu iser kedusha mishtechziv kedusha kedoshim yulei loehem. So that's iser mitzvah iser kedusha. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, and we learned a brisa about that mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda flips them. He calls isurei drabanan iser kedusha, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbi's kedushim to you, go a little beyond. And iser mitzvah are these. The Kohen has more mitzvahs. But either way, says the Gemara, chilufehu de michlef, ha-chalitza baya. Rabbi Yehuda flips them, but he says you need chalitza. But one second. If it's as we just said, there Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that kedushin are not tofsin b'chayvi lavin. So michdi, chayvi lavin l'Rabbi Akiva, k'chayvi krisus dami. Aren't chayvi lavin for Rabbi Akiva l'chayvi krisus? The chayvi krisus lavin l'chalitza v'yibim ninhu. So in a case where a Kohen and a Grusha are connected through a Zika of Yibim, you should say the whole Zika is paka. Right? If it's an Isser Karis relationship, there's no chalitza needed. So here too, there shouldn't be chalitza needed. That's the kasha, if we assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva. Answers the Gemara, L'dvarav d'tanakama ka'amar v'leilo sfirlei. Really, in a chinami, he would say you don't need chalitza. But in that Mishnah, he's just saying, in terms of what chalitza, Isurei Kedushin, Isurei Mitzvah mean, I argue on that definition. But, I don't think you need chalitza in any case, according to me. But that is all the Braisa that argues on our Mishnah. The Braisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, that says you're only chayef for Aim and not Eishes Av, that's because you're not really married to Eishes Av because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah does not say that, and the following version does not say that. But we'll get back to that in a second. But ask the Yad Ramah. You can't learn Maseches Yevamos without knowing this Yad Ramah. We mentioned this back in Yevamos. But again, it's sometimes, you know, we know, you know, you can't learn Masechah Shabbos just by learning Masechah Shabbos. You can't learn, right, everything. Kol HaTorah Kula is Inyan Echad. The Yad Ramah here says, quoting, there's no, we don't have a Yad Ramah in Yevamos, right? That's what the Yad Ramah is here. He asks, right, the Gemara there says that if there's an Avera, so you can't even have Bia Rishona, even though there's Asi Docha Lo Saseh, because Gzeira, Bia Rishona, to Bia Shnia. The Bia Shnia is not going to have the Asay. So ask the Yad Ramah, why don't we say that by the Isra of Eishas Ach? Right, the Isra of Eishas Ach. Why don't we say he can never do Yibam? Because of Asi Docha Lo Saseh, right? Because of Gzeira, Bia Rishona, to Bia Shnia. So what could you answer to that question? You could use the Taz. The Torah says first that Yibam is Mutter. You can't say Yibam is always Aser. Right, the Torah, the Rabbanim don't have the power to aser davar hamafurish laheter in the Torah. The Yad Ramah, though, has a different formulation here. Very important. Lo tikshi lucha, the shiny iser eishas ach is different. That's the mahus of Yibum. Dechika midchi b'makam Yibum, lav mi, when we say the iser eishas ach is mutter because of Yibum, that's not because of ase docha lo sase, which we would then limit to be a Rishona, and then make a Gzeira. La mishum da'asi ase v'dachi yisol saseu d'mitchi. Ela mishum. Tekiva t'lo mishkachas yibam, ela gabe eishas ach. Memela shamis, t'lo asa rachmana eishas ach, ela shalo b'makam yibam, kagon hecha di'ish lo zera. Aval hecha d'meis b'lo zara, lo asra Torah. V'yantol hachi sharya v'afilu b'yishniya. It's not that there's an isra of eishas ach, but when there's a mitzvah of yibam, so yibam pushes it aside. No. The Isser of Eishes Ach only exists when there's no situation of Yibam. If there's a situation of Yibam, there is no Isser of Eishes Ach. Right? This is a formulation of Hutra, but it's even more than Hutra. It's even more than Hutra, one might say. Right? There's no Gzera. We have the same discussion by Ochal Nefesh on Yantif as a Ramban in Vayikra that says the same thing about the Heter of Ochal Nefesh. It's not that there's a Heter. No, it's never Usser. It was never usser on Yantif. So that's the Yad Ramah. Eishes Ach is never usser in a case where the brother died without children and there's a situation of Yibam. So that's a very important Yad Ramah right here in Sanhedrin. Okay, we continue. Yasser Rabbi Yitzchak. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, the Margolius Hayam here says that Rabbi Yitzchak was a bucky in Bryce, in Mishnah language. So when Rabbi Yitzchak came, Tani Kedazan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Inochai Velam Shemehain Bovad. He had the verse of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda always says, you're never chayav for husbands. For father's wife, you're only chayav for aim. So if that's true, then we have to figure out why. But time am I. If it's not based on Rabbi Akiva, then we have to try. So it's based on some type of limud. So here we go. Amar Abaya Damar Kra. First suggestion. Abaya says, the pasuk says, Imcha hi. She is your mother. So maybe that's to be medayik. Mishum imo ata machayva, yata machayva, mishum eishas av. You're only chayav for mother and not for eishas av, if she is both. Says the Gemara, Elamayata. So then what about the other pasuk? Ervas eishes avicha lo segale. Ervas avicha hi. So in the case of father's wife, Mishum Eshes Ava Tamachayv Aviyat Tamachayv Mishum Imo, that's the opposite that you would say. So Ella, what rather must you say? Ella Imo Shehi Eshes Aviv Koy Hachi Umamayla Koy Hachi Umamayla. So each one is motzi from the other limud. So hashta imo she'eno, and if you keep trying to put the two together, you have a pasuk that says you're only chai for eishes av and not for imo, and you have a case the pasuk that says you're only chai for imo and not for eishes av. So then, what happens if she's both? Hashta, and you're going to tell me each one is talking about an exclusive case where it's not both. So hashta imo she'eno eishes aviv mechayiv, eishes aviv she'eno imo mechayiv, imo she'eishes aviv lo mechayiv klau, because you don't have a mucker for that. Right, each one exclusively would be chayev, but if she's both, you wouldn't be. Right, Rashi explains that we're darshaning these exclusions, it would lead to an absurd conclusion. Right, that if it's both, you'd be chayev for neither because each one would be excluded. That can't be. Vesu, l'rabbananami. And what about according to the Rabbanan? Haksiv imchahi. Right, if you're telling me that it's based on imcha and you make a diuk, and Rabbi Yehuda makes that diuk, so what would the Rabbanan do? What type of diuk would they make? So Ella, says the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Rabbanan would use that to teach me Rav Shisha's din, which will come up as Shem later on. So Rabbi Yehuda would also use it, question mark. So we're back to the question. What's the makar? Rabbi Yehuda says, mother and not Eshes Av. So try again. Ella Amar Avacha Breder Rav Ika Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, by mother Erva Sa. Mishum erva achas ata mechayva, yet mechayva mishum shteira ervos. Right, you only chayv for one erva. So the Gemara lemiata ervas kalascha lo segale eishas bincha he lo segale erva sa hachanami. You want to say the same type of limud? Mishum erva achas ata mechayva, yet mechayva mishum shtei ervos. What daughter-in-law is only chayv for one? V'hatnan. But habal kalaso chayv alei mishum kalaso umishum eishas ish bein mechayv beno bein lacham eishas beno. V'lo poli Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. By daughter-in-law, so you see he doesn't make that diuk. Ela kiva dechad gufahu, even if she's one body, avagav the trei surei ninuk sev ervasa. It could say ervasa even if there are two averis involved, because it's talking about one body. So achanami, kiva dechad gufahu, avagav the trei surei ninuk sev ervasa. Don't make any diukim from ervasa. It's not limiting the averos. It just says that because of one body. So Abaya didn't work. And Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika didn't work. So, third try. Ela Amar Rava, Kesava Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that the Pasuk in Vayikra, Erba should be darshan this way. Erba Zavicha, Zu'esha Zavicha. Right? The nakedness of your father does not mean father Mishkav Zachar. It means Esha Zavicha. Umaisi La Begzeira Shava. And we use that, we learn that it's Esha Zavicha through Begzeira Shava. Umasha Bein Esha Zaviv Shehui Imo, Bein Esha Zaviv Sheina Imo. I would have understood the first half of that pasuk to be referring to Eishas Av, whether it's mother or not. Only Eishas Av. Imo she'eno Eishas Aviv Minayin. How do you know just mother? Tamalomar Ervas Imcha Lo Segale. Imcha hi Mishum Imo Atam Achayva V'yadam Achayva Mishum Eishas Aviv. Rashi explains that the pasuk in Vayikra, Yudches Zayin, has three limudim. And Rashi says this on that pasuk also in Vayikra. Ervas Avicha means Eishas Av Bilvad. Ervas Imcha is mother Bilvad. Imcha hi, that's about a case where it's both, you only chayev for Imcha. Right? That's the lima that Rabbi Yehuda has based on that drasha. Again, so in a case where it's both, you're not going to be putter. Right? You're going to be still chayev one, but it's going to be Imcha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next two, I'm not going to be giving the daf tomorrow. The next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, Be'ez Hashem, Nun Dalin, and Hey, and then we'll pick up after that with the Shem Mitzvah Noach as we get to on Daf Nun Vav and Nun Zayin. Okay, we will stop here.